What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Wisconsin leads Oregon at the half, 27-26. Before we start looking at some first half stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin, 10 of 29 from the field, 2 of 8 from long range, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Oregon, 12 of 27 from the floor, just 1 of 10 from downtown, 1 of 5 at the free throw line. The Badgers, a plus 5 on the glass, 7 offensive rebounds for Wisconsin, 5 assists, 8 turnovers for the Badgers in the first half, 6 assists, 4 turnovers for Oregon. And the Ducks have blocked 6 shots already. They average about 5 per game, but they have been active inside against Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Wisconsin 27, Oregon 26. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Well, some guys with fouls to watch here. Stephen Crow with 2, Carter Gilmore with 2, Luke Ward, Nate Biddle, and Kalel Ware each with 2 for Oregon as we get ready to start the second half. Badgers 27, Oregon Ducks 26.
Pretty decent first half for Jordan Davis, to say the least, with the 7 rebounds. really impacted the game when he was on the floor. I thought Connor Sejan struggled from the very start in his matchup with War. War's length is incredible. He's listed at 6'9", probably a wingspan of 7'3".
Yep.
It reminds me a bit of that man from Nebraska a few years ago. Remember him?
He's got the same body
size and frame.
First touch of the second half will go to the Ducks. They'll move to our left. The Badgers preach a lot is shot fakes. Get the ball inside, pump fakes, see if they can do some things to get the Ducks off their feet here on the offensive end for when Wisconsin's on the offensive end. Second half underway. Nate Biddle at the top of the circle against Stephen Crow. Now Soares goes into Guerrier. Low on the left, goes up, no good. It was altered by Wall, tipped inside. Wall comes down with it for Wisconsin. And a stop for the Badgers to begin the second half. Wisconsin moves to our right, as we describe it, right by the Wisconsin bench, as Crow trying to shovel it into a Sejan that got kicked out of bounds by Nate Biddle. Sejan with 4 points, but both inside the arc. He has not attempted a three so far tonight. Hepburn, baseline right, inbounding, goes out to Tyler Wall. Wall between the circles, takes a dribble to his left. Hands to Max Klesmet, loops at the Crow, left of the lane against Biddle. Single coverage, now the double from Guerrier, feeding Tyler Wall. Turns it out to Sejan, there's a three try right of the circle. Too long, no good. Rebound Wall out to Hepburn. And another chance here for Wisconsin. Wall backing right block. Tyler turns up left hand, missed it off the glass and rim. Biddle the rebound for Oregon. Opening minute, second half. Badgers up one. Rivaldo soars left wing against Max Klesmet. 27-26 Wisconsin. Barthelemy by foul line extended. Feeds Biddle, tries a three, left of the circle, rattles out, no good. Hepburn cleans up the rebound for Wisconsin. A minute five gone, half, 1 point lead Wisconsin. Here's Hepburn against Soares in the lane, floats it back out to Tyler Wall. Wall at the top, bounces to Crowell against Biddle. Backing is Crowell, mid post right, still backing, shakes, goes up right hand, no good. Rebound, Crowell kept it alive, offensive board for Wisconsin. Crowell backing again on Nate Biddle. Right block is Crowell. Pivots again, up right hand, missed it short. Biddle the rebound. Minute and a half gone, second half, 27-26 Wisconsin. Guerrier throwing to Rivaldo, soars the right wing, feeds Guerrier. He tries a three right of the circle, back rim no good. Rebound, Connor Sejan. Boy, what a block out by Sejan. Minute 50 into the second half, still a 1 point lead for Wisconsin. Hepburn to the free throw line. Chucky dribbles in the lane, goes out the crowd, turns to Sejan high on the left. He's with Luke Ward throwing to Hepburn against Biddle on the left wing. Chucky takes him off the wing. Bounces to Tyler Wall, low and left whistle. Offensive foul on Wall as Guerrier took the hit. And that's the first foul on Tyler Wall.
Guerrier's been a real pest, hasn't he, with his physicalness and just overall awareness on the defensive end. And that's meant as a compliment.
Yeah, no doubt. He has been a problem. Gilmore comes in for Tyler Wall. We're 2:04 into the second half, 27-26. Wisconsin leads Oregon. Neither team has been able to score here so far in the second half of play. Soares on the left wing. He's with Klesmet. Soares dribbles off the wing. Runs it out. Barthelemy tries a three. Hits it for the right side. Keyshawn Barthelemy from distance. 29-27 Oregon. 17:35 remaining. Chucky Hepburn walks it through the center circle, throws to Crowell, bounces to Klesmet, low on the left. He got free, and it's easy money for Max Klesmet, tied at 29. 2:40 gone by, second half. Barthelemy between the circles. High screen Guerrier, a throw to Soares on the left wing. Soares against Klesmet, goes into Guerrier against Carter Gilmore. Guerrier back, turns up right hand, good. Quincy Guerrier has 8, 31-29 Oregon. We are 3 minutes into the second half. Klesmet throwing to Crowell, right wing. Crowell against Biddle, a bounce for Gilmore, right of the lane against Guerrier. Gilmore backing, runs it out to Crowell, feeds Hepburn, tries a three, right side, splashed. Chucky Hepburn, his first triple tonight, 32-31 Wisconsin, 16:40 remaining.
Hepburn was finally able to get some space on Soares and took advantage of it.
Here's Soares dribbling off the left wing against Klesmet, throwing to Luke War high on the right, turns it back to Soares on the right side. Soares against Klesmet, and cross him over off the right wing, and a foul is called out on the floor before the shot. They'll get Max for his second foul. As we'll have the under 17 media timeout breaking the action. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16:25 remaining. Wisconsin 32, Oregon 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 33, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 50. Overcast skies tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 29. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 16 minutes, 25 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 32, Oregon 31.
Before Hepburn just hit that three, it was only one of 13 in NIT games from the three-point line. Over the last four games, 2 of 19, as you pointed out earlier, Matt, did all its damage against Liberty for the most part inside the arc, where it's 9 of 14, 0 of 6 at the three-point arc.
Yeah, he was really into attack mode. It'll be Oregon basketball with 16:25 remaining. Keyshawn Barthelemy will inbound. Baseline right against Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn out there with Pusman, Asijan, Crowell, and Gilmore. Barthelemy looking, and he'll get it out to Biddle right to the lane against Stephen Crowell. Biddle on the dribble, and it's taken away on the dig from Chucky Hepburn. Turnover, Oregon. Hepburn to the right side for Wisconsin. Chucky on a little crossover. Now throws it back out to Klusman between the circles. Max, right of the wheel, feeds Hepburn right corner. Chucky with a jab step. Dribbles off the wing, in the lane. Whips to Asijan, left corner three in the air. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Guerrier. Three-point struggles continuing for Connor Asijan, 0 for 2 tonight. And 3 for his last 21 over the last 4.5 games. Here's Biddle at the top of the circle. Biddle goes inside. Guerrier catches low on the right, hanging, goes up, and that was knocked away by Gilmore, it looked like. Then it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oregon.
Good rotation on the part of Carter Gilmore to help there. It looked like a sure basket for a while, didn't it?
Sure did. 15:40 remaining, 32-31 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Klusman. High on the right, feeds Crowell, right wing. Here's off to Carter Gilmore. Baseline right against Quincy Guerrier. Gilmore backing. Carter throws it out to Klusman. Left corner. Dribbles off the wing to the rim. Runs it up. No, but a foul. Klusman crashing to the floor. Likewise, Quincy Guerrier, who is called for the foul. That's his second. And Max Klesmit will go to the free throw line for two shots.
I like what Klesmit did there. He had a chance to settle for a jump shot out of the corner against Luke War. Instead, he drove him hard to the rim and wound up getting the foul on one of his teammates instead.
Klesmit with 6 points in the game, 0 for 1 at the free throw line. 15-24 remaining, 1 point lead for Wisconsin. First free throw for Klesmit is good. Badgers 6 out of 7 at the foul line. Jordan Davis will come in for Connor Asijan. Second free throw coming up for Max Klesmit. 33-31, Wisconsin. With 15-24 left in the game. Second free throw for Max is good. He hit them both. He has 8. And it's 34-31, the Badgers. A little more than 4.5 minutes gone by in the second half. Deshaun Barthelemy to the front court for the Ducks. Hands off to Luke War. Throws it back to Barthelemy, left wing. Into Soares, baseline left against Stephen Crowd. Jump stop in the lane, up right hand, short. Biddle the rebound, the tip is good. Nate Biddle with a putback, his first bucket here tonight. Had a free throw in the first half, 34-33 Wisconsin. 15 minutes remaining. Chucky Hepburn high on the right. He'll throw to Crowd, top of the circle. Rotates to Gilmore. Back to Hepburn off the Crowd screen. Chucky, little hesitation dribble, goes through the lane against Biddle. Tough pass, got the Crowd, 10 to shoot. Crowd against Soares, backing his Crowd. Right block, turns up, right hand, no good. Rebound, Guerrier, badly missed with a shot. Here comes Soares, going downhill, left of the lane, a lobby to War. Low in the right, goes up, got it. It counts at a foul, and in transition, it's an and one for Oregon as the Ducks regain the lead.
It was costly for Wisconsin because the Badgers weren't able to stop the ball with Soares. He was able to get depth in the paint off the dribble and set up his teammate for the layup.
Carter Gilmore picks up the foul. That's his third. Tyler Wall comes in for Stephen Crowell.
Referee's going to check the foul.
14:37 remaining, and Luke War goes to the free throw line. Tyrone Williams will check in for Quincy Guerrier. War 19 of 25 at the foul line this season. Free throw is in the air and it rolls off no good. Jordan Davis with the rebound, his eighth. 35-34 Oregon, 14:30 remaining in Eugene. Max Klesmit off a high screen from Wall. Klesmit right of the lane, throws it out to Hepburn between the circles. Hepburn using a bump from Wall, left of the lane. Hepburn on the reverse layup, left to right, way off the mark. War the rebound, and here comes Barthelemy to the front court. Going to War, gives off to Soares, right corner. With all those Soares on the dribble, high screen from Biddle. Soares darts it to Williams, cuts off the left wing, leads it back to Soares. 14 to shoot, Soares against Davis, high on the left. Soares gets a screen from Biddle, picked up by Gilmore on the switch. A feed to Williams, dribbles off the right wing in the lane. Knocked away by Hepburn, Chucky a clean steal. Another steal for Hepburn, his second of the half. And now it's Klesmit left sideline. Going to Davis at the top, feeds Wall high on the right. Badgers down one, 13:40 remaining. Klesmit finds a cutting, Davis Wall on the left, up and in, it counts at a foul. Good find and a good flash to the bucket. From Jordan Davis, he gets the and one. And we have a timeout on the floor here in Eugene. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 13:37 remaining. Wisconsin 36, Oregon 35. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis,
you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Jordan Davis will step to the free throw line. He was fouled by Keyshawn Barthelemy. We have 13:37 to play. 36-35, Wisconsin leads Oregon.
When Jordan Davis is playing effectively, it usually has a lot to do with his action away from the ball, as it did on that last possession before the timeout. Jordan Davis cutting hard to the rim, Klesman finding him, Davis scoring. For the record, Davis has 8 rebounds, matching his season and career high. Twice earlier, he had 8 rebounds against Dayton way back when and in the first Minnesota game.
Yeah, in the Bahamas against Dayton, right? So an and-one chance for Jordan. Badgers 7 of 8 at the foul line. Oregon 1 of 6. 5 points, 8 boards for the junior out of La Crosse. Davis out there with Klesmet, Kamari McGee, Wall, and Gilmore. It's War, Biddle, Soares, Williams, and Barthelemy out there for Oregon. Davis at the foul line for the first time tonight. Free throw is in the air and nothing but net. Jordan Davis has 6, and it's 37-35 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee picking up Barthelemy in the backcourt. Barthelemy brings it across to the right side. Goes to Rivaldo Soares at the top of the circle. Gives to Biddle. Left point against Gilmore. Backing is Biddle. A dig from Davis. Dig it again. Throwing to Williams. Left of the circle. Snaps off a 3, and it's good. Tyrone Williams, that's only his third 3 of the year in 10 tries. 38-37 Oregon. 13-12 remaining. Max Klesman throwing to Gilmore, right of the circle. Gilmore tossed it to Kamari McGee. McGee high on the left. Finds Klesman at the top. Soares on him in a hurry. A screen from Gilmore. Klesman trying to go through the lane. Finds McGee. Left corner 3 is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Klesman comes up with it. Caught Oregon a little flat-footed. Davis feeds Max. Open 3. Left side. Off the rim. Rebound Tyler Wall. Wall low on the right. Reverse layup. No. Biddle is there. Altering the shot. And now up the floor is Soares. Soares to the front court. Bounce pass Luke Ward. Back to Soares. A Biddle screen. Blocked out McGee. Working right through is Kamari. Biddle tries a 3. Left side. Good. Nate Biddle for 3. 41-37 Oregon. Greg Gard's going to use a timeout as the Ducks have their largest lead. Been tight throughout. But a big triple from the big man for the Ducks. And we've got a break in the action. With 12 minutes and 23 seconds remaining, a 30-second timeout taken by Greg Gard. 12:23 remaining, 41-37, Oregon leads Wisconsin.
One thing that has been noticeable with Tyler Wall, he's been on the floor a lot and trying to finish moves around the rim because of the size and the length of the defenders that he's been confronting. Only what, one of eight? One of eight?
Yeah.
And when you see him rolling around on the floor, it's not always a good thing after missing a shot. It's his lack of balance in attempting the shot to begin with.
And back-to-back threes for Oregon. Tyrone Williams and then Nate Biddle. 12:23 left in the game. 41-37 Oregon. As Jordan Davis sideline right, front court will inbound. Davis into Kamari McGee. Against Barthelemy, a throw to Klesman high on the left. Wall sets the screen. Lesman will use it. At the top, a pass for McGee on the right wing. That's passed into Wall, right block against Guerrier. Wall backing, one pump, two pumps, yet another one. Throws up a wild shot over everything, and it comes down to Gilmore, seven to shoot. Gilmore feeds Davis for three, left side. It's off the rim, no good. Soars the rebound, and he'll bust it up the floor for Oregon. Fans out to the left wing, got away from McGee in the lane, up right hand, no, but a foul. And it's pure attack mode there for Oregon as Jordan Davis called for his second foul. Stephen Crow, Chucky Hepburn, and Connor Assijan ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Rivaldo Soares will be going to the free throw line where he is 84% for the season. 41-37 Oregon, 11:52 remaining. Soares with 2 points in the game, averages a bit better than seven the contest. First free throw is good.
Soares had the big night against UC Irvine with 21 points, 10 rebounds, six on the offensive glass.
Badgers make their subs. Gabe Reichel back in for the Ducks for Keyshawn Barthelemy. 5-point lead now for Oregon. Badgers led by as many as six. It was early in the game. Second free throw coming up for Soares on the way, and it's no good. Popped off the rim, and the rebound of Connor Assijan. 42-37, the Ducks, 11:45 remaining. Assijan high on the left. Bounces to Gilmore, left of the lane. Gilmore against Quincy Guerrier. Gilmore, mid-post left. Backing, finds a cutting Assijan in the lane. Hanging, flipped it, missed it. Rebound, Guerrier. As the Badgers have gone cold, 7-point run for Oregon. Soares right lane line, backing on Klesman. Knocked away by Max. Ball is loose. Soares regains. Reichel darts it inside to Williams. A dig from Klesman, helping Assijan. Now Soares open for three. Right side, drilled it. They are hot from distance right now. 45-37 Oregon with 11:07 remaining. Max Klesman out front for Wisconsin. 10-point run for the Ducks. Klesman top of the circle. Long two on the way. Nope. Rebound Khalil Ware. As the Badgers have missed seven straight. Here's Williams front court left side. 10:48 remaining. 45-37 Oregon. Reichel against Hepburn at the center circle. Chucky trying to get into him. Knocked it away. Really bothering Reichel. He gets rid of it to Guerrier with 13 to shoot. Moves it back to Reichel. Left side for Soares on the wing. Drives off the wing against Klesman. Kick out to Reichel. Right side. Hepburn with the steal. Chased by Soares. Hepburn left side. A pull-up three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Guerrier the rebound.
Can't buy a basket right now.
Not sure that was the shot Greg was looking for there either, but Oregon with it again. 10-10 to play. 45-37 Oregon. Soares high screen from Ware. Soares driving around. Crow, who got a piece, I think. Shot is missed. Soares runs it down left wing. Now to Guerrier. He'll try a three left side. That's off the rim and out. Rebound Connor Assijan. 9:50 remaining. 45-37 Oregon. Badgers have missed eight straight. 11 of the last 12. Hepburn throwing to Klesman, high to the right. Max, right of the lane, throws it up and off the back of the rim, no good, but he was fouled. And it's Rivaldo Soares who got him, and we've got a break in the action. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 9 minutes, 40 seconds to play. Oregon 45, Wisconsin 37. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
A game of runs. Oregon's on a 10-point run right now. The Badgers 0 for their last 8 and just 1 for their last 12. We have 9 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Oregon 45, Wisconsin 37.
The Badgers haven't scored since Jordan Davis converted that old-fashioned 3-point play, and during this span, the Ducks have hit 3 threes from 3 different players, Williams, Biddle, and Soares.
Oregon 5 of 17 for the game. But they were 1 of 10 in the first half, so 4 out of 7 here in the second half. The Badgers 1 of 7 from deep in the second half and just 3 of 15 for the game. Remember, they just won against Liberty on Sunday. That was Max Klusman at closing time. A little more than 2 minutes left in that game. Klusman able to draw a foul on Rivaldo Soares, so Max will be headed to the free throw line. Just the third foul on the Ducks. The Badgers have committed 4. The winner will play North Texas as North Texas in overtime defeated Oklahoma State 65-59. The other quarterfinal games be tomorrow. Cincinnati against Utah Valley, and UAB will play Vanderbilt.
We always talk about it, especially this year with this team, that when you're not making shots from the field, you have to find a way to stop the momentum of an opponent by getting to the free throw line, which Klusman has done. Now we'll see if he can convert.
Max 2 of 3 tonight. Badgers 8 of 9 at the foul line. Klusman out there with Hepburn, Asijan, Gilmore, and Crowell. Guerrier, Soares, Williams, Barthelemy, and Nate Biddle, the 5 of the floor for Oregon. Two-shot foul for Max Klusman, the junior out of Mena. First free throw is good. So that ends the scoring drought, which was on the edge of being 4 minutes. 45-38 Oregon, 9:40 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Max on the way, and good again. And Wisconsin within 6, 45-39. Barthelemy brings it to the front court, throwing to Guerrier between the circles. Refeeds Barthelemy at the right point, into Biddle. Right block against Crowell, backing his Biddle, turns, shoots, missed off the right side iron. Hepburn the rebound. 9:25 to play, 45-39, Oregon. Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Klusman, high on the right. Bounce pass to Crowell. Crowell against Biddle on the right wing. Steven kills the dribble. He'll throw to Klusman. Turns to Asijan. Connor high on the left. Goes into Crowell. Left of the lane against Biddle. 8 to shoot. Crowell backing. Turns. Up right hand. Sweet. Steven Crowell with 7. His first points of the second half. 45-41 Oregon. 8:55 to play. Barthelemy to the front court, throwing to Soares on the left wing. Soares against Klusman. Soares to the top of the circle. Little crossover, left elbow, jumper, back iron, no. Rebound Crowell for Wisconsin. Oregon is cooled off. 8:40 remaining, 45-41 the Ducks. Hepburn calls out the offense for the Badgers, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Biddle defending Crowell. A pass out to Klusman, feeds to Asijan. Connor shovels it into a posting Hepburn against Soares. Fades, flips, back rim, no. Rebound Biddle for Oregon. 8:22 to play, 45-41 Oregon. Barthelemy feeds Guerrier, high on the right, now to Biddle. Fakes the three, puts it on the deck, in the lane, hanging, gets rid of it to Soares, and the paint goes up, and it rolls out, no good. Rebound, Gilmore had it, and it was knocked out by Biddle. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 8:09 remaining.
The Bears have got, the Badgers have gotten 3 consecutive defensive stops. We haven't been able to capitalize at the other end totally.
Wisconsin within 4 with 8:03 remaining. Klusman loops it to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Nate Biddle. Finds a cutting of Siege and bobbles. Now gathers, right block. A tough shot over Guerrier. No chance. And it comes down to Barthelemy of Oregon. Lead feed Tyrone Williams. Blows off the right wing of the lane. And the lefty shot is up. No good. Rebound into the hands of Crowell. 7:42 remaining. Still 45-41 Oregon.
So that's 4 straight empties for Oregon.
Here's Max Klesman to the front court for Wisconsin. Bounces to Crowell, right elbow. Leaves it for Gilmore up top. He'll try a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Biddle the rebound. 7:25 to play. Badgers still down four. Barthelemy pulls up. Foul line jumper, good. Keyshawn Barthelemy with 11, 47-41 Oregon. 7:13 remaining in Eugene. Chucky Hepburn will bring it up for Wisconsin. Hepburn right sideline. Hands off to Klesman. Klesman against Barthelemy. A pass for Esegin between the circles. Back to Max. Tries a three. Right side money. Max Klesman his first triple. 47-44 Oregon. 6:52 remaining. Soars left of the circle. He's with Klesman. Got him isolated on that side at the moment. Now Barthelemy with it. Gets it back to Soars. Little weave game. Up top, Barthelemy. Middle of the screen. Chucky works over it. Barthelemy, a jump pass to Guerrier. Left side. Drives off the wing. Gilmore sent to the floor. Guerrier missed the no-footer, and the rebound comes down to Crowell. And here comes Hepburn up the left sideline. Badgers within three, 6:25 remaining. Hepburn left sideline, takes it to the line, slips it into Crowell, left block. Crowell against Biddle. Crowell turns up left hand, missed badly off the glass. Guerrier the rebound. 6:12 to play, 47-44 Oregon. Biddle fakes the three, got Crowell up. Little contact they play on. Guerrier for three straight away, and he hit it again. Quincy Guerrier makes it 50-44 Oregon, and a timeout taken, I believe, by the Ducks here. And this will be a full timeout. So we will take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 6:05 to play, Oregon 50, Wisconsin 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Well, for the game, the Badgers are just 28% for the field. In the second half, it's even worse, 5 out of 24, but they're still very much in this thing. 6:05 remaining, Oregon 50, Wisconsin 44.
And they owe that to Max Klesman, who's been their best player here tonight. He's got 13 points. Meanwhile, you take a look at Tyler Wall and Chucky Hepburn. They're a combined 3 of 21 from the field.
That's been a mess. Tyler's one make was a three-pointer. I mean, he's tried to get it done inside. He's had just no success. He's 1 for 9. Chucky 2 for 12. But a long way to go. Oregon using that timeout. Both teams have two available. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. 6:05 to play. Oregon up 6 at 50-44. Wall, Gilmore, Hepburn, Klesmet, and Asijan for Wisconsin. Luke War, Nate Biddle, Quincy Guerrier. With all those sores, Keyshawn Barthelemy out there for the Ducks. Backcourt press is on, at least on the inbounds. Now they start to release it as Wall brings it up. Tyler breaks the mid-stride. He'll throw to Hepburn high on the right. And Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. Asijan against Ward, throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle, finds it cutting Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. Extend the defense, you got space for a back cut. 50 to 46 Oregon, 5:38 remaining.
Great find and bounce pass from Carter Gilmore, set up that layup.
Barthelemy high on the left against Chucky Hepburn, Biddle the screen. Hepburn works over it. Barthelemy right lane line, swoops to the rim, layup is good. Keyshawn Barthelemy gives Oregon a 6-point lead again. 5:22 remaining, 52-46 the Ducks. Hepburn up the middle of the front court, throws the Wall. A pass for Asijan. Connor baseline left. Runs it out to Hepburn. Three try. Right corner off the rim. No good. Luke Ward the rebound. And it's knocked away by Gilmore. Asijan is there begging for it. Now it's Gilmore. Pass goes through Wall's hands. Tyler runs it down to the right corner against Luke Ward. Wall works baseline. Cut off by Biddle. A feed to Gilmore. Low on the left. He got double teamed out to Max. Takes the three. Takes the three. Left side off the rim. No good. And the rebound tip to Barthelemy. 4:48 remaining, 52-46, Oregon. Ducks have led by as many as eight here in this second half. Barthelemy on the right side, throwing to Guerrier, fakes the three, and it's taken away by Tyler Wall, trying to pump and go, and Wall with the pilfer. Up the left sideline is Wall, off the left wing. Wall in the lane, knocked away, got it back, beats Gilmore, throws to Hepburn. And a shot fake off a Gilmore screen. Hepburn right of the lane against Soares. Chucky into the paint. Throwing to Asijan. Connor right lane line. His shot attempt is blocked by Biddle. He just ate it up. And into the hands of Barthelemy. Throwing to Soares right sideline with 4:10 to play. 6-point lead Oregon. Soares right of the circle. He'll throw to Barthelemy. Takes the dribble to the center circle. 15 to shoot. 4 minutes to play. Dana Altman gets his personnel organized. Ward left wing against Max Klesmet. Inside feed knocked away. Asijan and stolen away. Here comes Klesmet. Another Oregon turnover. Klesmet feeds Wall. Baseline left. Feeds Asijan. Low on the right. Layup good. Badgers within four. 52-48 Oregon. 3:40 remaining. Keyshawn Barthelemy to the front court. Turnovers are even at nine. Barthelemy driving on Hepburn, left of the lane, throws it up and in. Wow, tough shot. Got it off the glass. 54-48 Oregon. Down to 3:20 remaining. Klesmet throws to Hepburn, fakes the three on the right wing, darts it to Gilmore, feeds Asijan, left side three, book it. Connor Asijan a triple. 54-51 Oregon, 3:10 remaining.
It was one of the few times Luke Ward had his hands down and Asijan didn't go, let it go to waste.
First three of the night for Connor. Here's Barthelemy. Bothered a bit in the backcourt by Hepburn. Barthelemy brings it across. Left sideline, front court. High screen Guerrier. A little pick and pop. Guerrier drives on Wall. Low on the left. Whistle. And a foul is called. Trying to get the charge, but unable to do so was Asijan. He is called for the block. As we have the under four media timeout. Down to the end we go yet again for the Badgers. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 2 minutes, 51 seconds to play. Oregon 54, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Trying to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Max Klesman doing what he can. 13 points. 4 of 9 from the floor. 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 2 minutes, 51 seconds to play. Oregon 54, Wisconsin 51.
Connor Asijan's come to life, too, over the last few possessions. He created a turnover at one end, scored on a layup at the other, and then just knocked down his first triple to make it 54-51. We'll see if that takes some of the burden of pressure off a true freshman who's probably worn down a little bit at this point in the season.
Yep. We're talking with Greg Gard before the game, and just a tremendous effort. You know, we're seeing teams in this game giving great effort. We're seeing teams that are flawed, to be sure. But, this was a season that for the Badgers got going in the summer with the trip to France, and their front end benefits, back end concerns with that, but they've been able to, through Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer, and Jim Snyder, the strength coach, have given these guys a chance to get out there and see how far they can push this postseason run. Jordan Davis in there right now for a season. Jordan out there with Hepburn, Klesman, Wall, and Crow. Quincy Guerrier will be at the free throw line. Is a 58% free throw shooter. He has 11 points in the game. His first trip to the line tonight. The Ducks 2 of 8 at the free throw line this evening. First free throw, Guerrier is off the back of the rim and it rolls in for him. A member's bounce for Quincy Guerrier. 55-51 Oregon, 2:51 to play. Both teams have 2 timeouts available. Badgers have committed 5 fouls. The Ducks guilty of just 3. Second free throw, Guerrier on the way. Front rim, no good. That just clipped the rim. Klesman the rebound. 55-51 Oregon. 2:45 remaining. Jordan Davis throwing to Klesman between the circles. A pass for Hepburn, outside left. Chucky to the top of the arc. Steps back against Guerrier. Kills the dribble. Goes to Wall on the left wing. Wall against Soares. Tyler with 9 to shoot. Backing his Wall. Turns low on the left. Doubled. Feeds Crowell. Low on the right. Goes up and in. Nice feed to Crowell. 55-53 Oregon. 2:20 remaining. Now let's see if the Badgers can dig in. Deshaun Barthelemy slow jogs into the front court. Angles left sideline. Works off a couple of screens to his right. Wall gets him on a switch. Going to Soares. Refeeds Barthelemy. Wall still on him. Barthelemy rocks the dribble. And hanging, shooting, off the glass and rim. No good. Crowell the rebound. 1:55 to play. 55-53 Oregon. And Chucky walks it across the midstripe of the right side. Hepburn throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Back to Tyler Wall, top of the circle. Feeds Klesman for 3 in the lead. He hit it! Max Klesman, a triple. 56-55, Wisconsin, 1:35 remaining. Barthelemy to the front court. Timeout, Oregon, as Max Klesman at crunch time with a 3 for the lead. 1:32 to play. 56-55 Wisconsin. 30-second timeout taken by Dana Altman.
Matt, we talked a little bit earlier about the ability of a Jordan Davis to move without the ball. Well, it's a classic example, an illustration of what it can give you, and it can get you an open look, as we saw with Max Klesman's movement away from the ball to set himself up on the right wing side for that 3-pointer.
16 tonight for Max Klesman, the only Badger in double figures. Oregon has 1 timeout available. Greg Gard has 2. The Badgers have the possession arrow. 56-55 Wisconsin with 92 seconds remaining here in Eugene. Crowell, Wall, Davis, Hepburn, and Klesman out there for Wisconsin. Biddle, Guerrier, Soares, Barthelemy, And Tyrone Williams will be inbounding sideline left into Barthelemy between the circles. A feed to Guerrier, driving baseline right, hanging, goes up and in off the glass. Strong take, Quincy Guerrier, 57-56 Oregon. A minute 20 remaining. Hepburn to the front court. Chucky throws the wall left of the circle. He'll leave it to Klesman. Max high on the left, takes it to the top of the key. Goes to Crow. Crow sends to Hepburn. Harassed by Soares. 14 to shoot, and a timeout taken by Greg Gard with 13 to shoot. 106 to play. Oregon 57, Wisconsin 56. Gard using a 30-second timeout.
And a good timeout by Greg Gard, too. After the ball was knocked away from Chucky Hepburn, Wisconsin had nothing going for itself offensively, and the ball was well out in the court.
And this allows him to get Connor Esiejun back in the game as well. So he'll sub in for Jordan Davis. 13 to shoot, 106 to play. Oregon 57, Wisconsin 56. The Badgers this season are 12-7 in games decided by 5 points or less. I feel like I've been given that stat all year. Just updating it. I mean, this is game 34. In the first 33 games, 19 of them decided by 5 points or less. Remember, there were two other games that went into overtime that got over that five-point limit. So close games, the norm throughout the course of this season for Wisconsin. Connor Esiejun, front court, sideline, rival inbound. See what Greg Gard draws up. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Going to Wall, out to Klesman, high on the left. There's zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at five. Skip pass. Chucky snaps off a three. Right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. 55 seconds remaining. Barthelemy will walk it through the midcourt logo. 48 seconds to play. 2-point lead Wisconsin. Barthelemy high on the right. A screen from Biddle. Barthelemy for three. Right side. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound tip. Pulled down by Crow. Throws to Hepburn. Feeds Esiejun. 35 seconds left. Now Hepburn throwing to Klesman. Klesman, a pass for Esiejun. Left sideline. Esiejun not fouled yet. Oh, he threw it away through Crow's hands. 25 seconds left. Barthelemy bumped by Klesman. A foul called on Max with 23 seconds to play. That's team foul number six.
The Badgers could have afforded to take their time on that last possession.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
He rushed himself, well, and
no doubt.
Results in the turnover.
No doubt. Esiejun out, Davis in, 23 seconds to play, 59-57, Wisconsin. That was the last foul to give for Wisconsin. Tyrone Williams, front court sideline, rival inbound. Williams throws it to Barthelemy between the circles, down to 20 seconds to play. Shot clock is dark. Soares high on the left, down to 15 seconds. Soares for three in the lead. That got tipped by Wall. Biddle low on the right, up, no good, but a foul is called, and Biddle will go to the line. Jordan Davis called for the foul with 11 seconds to play.
Pretty good defensive effort on the part of Wall, though, to get a piece of that three-point attempt. And now Biddle, with the size advantage underneath, gets the rebound. And Davis probably did the best thing by fouling Biddle and putting him at the free throw line where he has to earn the points.
He is 1-for-2 tonight, 68% free throw shooter, 11 seconds to play, 59-57 Wisconsin. First free throw, Biddle in the air, no good, off the back of the rim. One more coming. Greg Gard telling his guys, block outs. Biddle, the 7-footer, is the man at the free throw line. 2-point lead, Wisconsin, with 11 seconds to play. Second free throw, Nate Biddle, after missing the first, and he is good with a second. 1-point lead, Wisconsin. 11 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Klesman. Trying to get out of the double team, and he gets fouled with 9.4 remaining. And Max Klesman will, actually, they have fouls to give. That's the fourth foul on Oregon. 9.4 seconds to play. Ducks still have two more fouls to give. Badgers have a timeout, which is critical in case of a trap. 59-58, Wisconsin. Tyler Wall will inbound. Greg Gard inching close to an official there in case he needs to use it. Inbounds pass to Klesman. Klesman got fouled by Barthelemy with 8.1 to play. Max has been crashing to the floor here.
You talk about taking one for the team.
Taking multiple.
Yeah, knowing Oregon has to foul, and Klesman's been the guy that's been getting knocked around a little bit.
Oregon still with one more to give. 8.1 to play. 59-58 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall in the backcourt, inbounding. Shot clock, of course, off. Guerrier in his face. Wall looking. Throws it into Chucky Hepburn, and he gets fouled. 6.6 to play. That's the last foul to give for Oregon. So now Tyler Wall will be inbounding back at his own baseline. 6.6 to play. 59-58. Wisconsin leads Oregon. Wall with Guerrier in his face. There's a long pass. Klesman catches. Here's Max gliding to the goal. Runs it up. No good. And the rebound went off of Williams and out of bounds. 2.8 to play. Max going for the gusto there and went to the floor for the 38th time here in the last minute.
You can be grateful Williams was unable to secure the rebound.
The Sejan in, Davis out. Badgers still got to get it inbounds. 2.8 seconds to play. 59-58 Wisconsin. Hepburn baseline right. He looks into Klesman, and he gets fouled with 2.2 to play. Barthelemy got him. Max Klesman goes to the line for a 1-1, 2.2 seconds to play. 59-58, Wisconsin leads Oregon. Ducks have a timeout available. Keep that in mind. Max Klesman at the foul line. He has 16 points. He's 4-5 at the line. Jordan Davis will come in for Connor Asija. So here we go, a 1-1 for Max Klesman. 1 point lead, Wisconsin, 2.2 seconds to play. Klesman takes the rhythm, dribbles the front end, is money. 60-58, Wisconsin. Max Klesman getting instructions, do we foul, do we foul? And they say no, it's if he makes the second here, 2.2 to play. It's a little dicey when you're fouling at that point. Second free throw, Klesman is good. 61-58, Wisconsin. Timeout, Dana Altman. 2.2 seconds to play. Wisconsin 61, Oregon 58. Again, you get into that, do you foul up three? When you're at 2.2, it gets dicey because that shot's going to go up pretty quickly. Now, you can dribble twice and launch, but if you're the ball handler and you think contact's coming, you are going to hoist it up.
We're just seeing another example, too, of why coaches work so hard on inbounds plays. There were about five in a row for Wisconsin.
And they got him in with no drama.
Which is not always easy to do.
Well, Chucky Hepburn, three, gave Wisconsin the lead. Max Klesman hitting a couple of pressure free throws. 2.2 seconds to play. Wisconsin 61, Oregon 58. The Ducks will have to go the length here and then have to hoist up a three if they can.
A little different situation than it was at Michigan.
A little different.
When the ball was inbounded to Hunter Dickinson.
A little more ground to cover here. We'll put Stevie, I think. We're going to get Crow on Rivaldo Soares will be throwing it in. And now Greg Gard using his timeouts, seeing the alignments for Oregon. So a 30-second or the full timeout, the 60 taken by Greg Gard. So now we'll play it out. Both teams out of timeouts. 2.2 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 61, Oregon 58.
What an uphill battle this has been in the second half for Wisconsin.
Big time. Trailed by eight, as many as eight.
It was that Klesman three at about 142 that gave him the lead at 56-55, correct?
It did, and then Guerrier got that right back with a layup, and then it was the Hepburn three that made it 59-57. Wisconsin.
And what really stood out about that possession is Oregon went into a zone.
Yep.
And Tyler Wall was able to recognize the defense and make that skip pass.
Big time.
From the left wing side to Chucky Hepburn on the right. The defense can't move as quickly as the ball can.
Yep.
And that pass set up Hepburn for the triple.
The pressure three from Hepburn. Now the Badgers trying to close it out. 2.2 seconds to play. 61-58 Wisconsin. Again, Soares inbounding, the seven-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up, heaves it deep, and it's knocked away. And Guerrier for three, and the tie back run, no good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
We can all exhale now. Klesman and Jordan Davis kind of collided in an attempt to knock down that pass.
Once again, it looked like Hunter Dickinson all over again. But sometimes luck's on your side as the three went off the heel of the rim and the Wisconsin Badgers advanced to the semifinal round of the NIT. Give Oregon a ton of credit. A good postseason run without its top three scorers. Said it a few minutes ago. I'll say it again. Both teams are flawed. But, man, both teams leave it all out there, and they just gave a great effort again here tonight. 61-58 Wisconsin defeats Oregon. We'll be joined courtside by Max Klesman momentarily.
Well, he had a big hand in this win, just as he did in the previous game against Liberty with his play in the final 2 minutes.